So I'm here in Grovedale for Apollo Bay Radio, and I've managed to grab Tim Cobb, who's just been in an afternoon tea with Sarah Henderson and Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister. I was hoping to get Graham Costin as well with you, Tim, but he's had to shoot off. I'll just settle for Tim. So, Tim, what's going on? Why have you been for afternoon tea with the PM and Sarah Henderson?
Well, because I thought there might be an opportunity to get some nice cakes, and they were certainly delicious. Oh, you want to know more than that? Oh,
I want to know a little bit more than that.
We've actually just had some really big announcements for Apollo Bay and Skeens Creek. You might have heard on Friday that they've announced $12 million for some developments up at the harbour. But the other thing they announced just yesterday was $5 million to extend the trail from that currently goes from Marengo to Wild Dog all the way through to Skeens Creek. And that's going to be absolutely fantastic, both for everybody that lives in Apollo Bay and everybody that lives in Skeens Creek, and for visitors. Absolutely brilliant.
So that's $5 million from the federal government?
That's $5 million from the federal government to finish all the approvals and build the trail from Wild Dog Bridge to Skeens Creek Bridge. And Vic Roads have already committed the money to rebuild Wild Dog Bridge to include a separate pedestrian cycle bridge, and they are probably as soon as next year going to be putting a separate pedestrian cycle bridge at Skeens Creek.
Wow. So how long did it take you and Graham to, I mean, you're both doing this voluntary, how long did it take you to get to this stage where you've actually got the funding to go ahead?
Well, it's been coming a long time. I think it was first talked about in the 90s probably. And Sarah Henderson actually made an election commitment in 2010 to do it, but she didn't get elected then, so that came to nothing. And we've really been driving hard, probably for about 5 years now, working with people like Sarah Henderson, working on the Shire, working on the Coast Committee. We got the feasibility study finally finished earlier this year, that basically showed that it was feasible, there weren't any issues that would stop construction of the trail, and also went through a lot of the economics, because clearly socially there's lots of advantages, but in this day and age you've also got to show that financially it stacks up in terms of people spending more money in coastal businesses, people coming down to visit, so we got all that stuff finished earlier this year.
Excellent. Well done. So I'm going to ask some contentious questions now, which I know are probably going to be asked in and around town. So I may as well just ask them, and then it will clear a lot of chit chat.
Yeah, I'll try.
Erosion risk. Now, we all know what happened at Tuxen Road earlier on this year. The whole path has disappeared due to the erosion risk. So some people will be asking, well, hang on a minute, if it's happening down there, to go from Wild Dog to Skeens Creek, have you looked at the erosion risk?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key things in the brief for the feasibility study was that I think we've all learnt from the coastal erosion that's been going on. DELP did a study in 2012 that showed that almost all of the route between Wild Dog and Skeens Creek has low risk of erosion, basically because it's up on cliffs, most of it. There's a couple of low-lying bits. One of the key issues was at Thomas's Corner, but as everybody knows, Vic Roads have fixed that in the last 6 months with a rock wall. And so one of the key things in the brief was for the consultant to take into account sea level rise. There's a certain amount you have to assume that sea level is going to increase in the next 30 or 50 years or whatever. And also to they had geologists and geomorphologists and whatever looking at the rock and the soil and the levels of the land to make sure that the design was robust and would be built properly. And thus, if you build it properly in the first place, then your maintenance risks and maintenance costs are much, much lower. So everybody will probably also say, one of your other hard questions may be, why is it going to be so expensive? And the answer is, well, you can build something cheap and then maintain it every year and have it wash away, or you can put in the money up front, design it properly and build it, and build something that will stand the test of time. And that's what the brief in the feasibility study was all about.
Okay, so you've addressed sea level rise and you've addressed erosion risk. There are some other things that are very important to some people in town, which is the removal of vegetation along that section and also the nesting plovers and bird life. What has that been addressed in it as well?
Yeah, there's been if we do vegetation first, there's been a vegetation study, and I'm no expert in it at all, but they go through and they look at the sorts of vegetation that are there, and there's various different classifications as to the type of vegetation and the quality of vegetation. Now, anybody who has had a poke about in the bushes along there will know there's a huge amount of weed infestation, and so there's some real potential to improve the quality of the vegetation. But obviously there will be some vegetation that's lost when you put a gravel path in there, and there's a process you have to go through with working out the offsets and whatever to make sure that you're replanting stuff. So that's all happened. So that's the vegetation. As far as the hooded plovers are concerned, I mean, one of the issues on that stretch of coastline at the moment is that people walk along the beach, particularly walk along the beach with dogs, and that's not really consistent with the hooded plovers. You see the little areas that are marked off and whatever, and again, I'm no expert, but I understand if you walk past, then that's probably okay. If your dog goes in there and chases the birds, or you stop there for a long time in nesting season or whatever, then that's no good for the plovers. So in reality, I mean, one of the challenges we all face along the coast is the ever-increasing visitor numbers. And so one of the opportunities this trail presents is to give people an alternative, so that if you're walking your dog into town from Skeens Creek or out from Apollo Bay to Charlie's Cafe, you'll be able to walk along the trail. There'll be around the nesting areas, there'll be fencing so that dogs won't get through to the birds. And so really we see an opportunity for both some education and signage so that people can understand about the bird life, and for the birds to have a better chance of bringing their chicks to adulthood, because in the last year or two they've not had much success, and it's not going to get any easier as the numbers of visitors goes up year on year on year.
Okay, excellent. All right, so just bringing this to a close then, you and Graham Costin, yourself, Tim Cobb and Graham Costin, must be absolutely stoked at getting $5 million.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, it was quite comical because Sarah Henderson was down at the port to make some announcements there just the other day. And she did say that she hadn't forgotten about the trail through to Skeens Creek. And I thought, oh, well, that's good. You know, it's clearly on her agenda. And then towards the end of the session, it was a bit odd. She sort of took me to one side and she said, so where are you going now? You know, after the meeting down at the harbour. Yeah. And I said, well, I'm going home. I'm going home to Skeens Creek. But I thought it was a bit of an odd question anyway. So I went home, and about 10 minutes later, the phone went, and it was Sarah Henderson. She said, oh, she said, I'm just coming into Skeens Creek. She said, can I just pop round? I've got something to talk to you about. And unfortunately, our house has been a bit of a tip the last few days. So I thought quickly and I said, well, pop round to Graham's. So she popped round and I said, how soon are you going to be there? And she said, oh, about 4 minutes. So I said, right, okay, we'll meet round at Graham's. And she was able to just give us the heads up that the money was going to be coming. So, yeah.
Excellent. So well done.
I was absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah. Well done. I know it's been a lot of hard work, but and I know you've got to go because you've got to go and see the Colac Herald. So thank you for talking with us. I'm sorry we couldn't get Graham as well, but thank you for the interview with Apollo Bay Radio.
No, I think it's going to be fantastic for the town, fantastic for the people that come to visit, but also an initiative that's going to be fantastic for the people who live here.
Wonderful. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.